This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, the reason you're seeing me here today in the pulpit is because next Sunday we'll begin the annual Catholic Appeal for 2012 with a recorded presentation by Cardinal George. Now, certainly the annual appeal involves a request for financial support for the many good works of the Archdiocese and for the needs of this parish, even. It would be a mistake, however, to see the annual appeal as just an appeal for money. Each year when we move through the annual Catholic appeal, we are summoned as God's people to reflect on how we take responsibly our own lives and each other's lives in the church. In other words, we have to consider what does it mean to be a good steward of the gifts that God has given to us. Look at the first reading today in the book of Job. Poor Job. Now, you know the story of Job. He's a good man. He's a very successful man, a very holy man. And Satan goes to God and says to God, you know, this guy Job, he loves you only because he's loaded. He's got all these camels, these horses, these cows, these family. He's got all this. That's why he loves you. Take it away and then see if he loves you. So God says, all right, test him. So one by one, all of Job's gifts are taken away until it's so bad for Job, he's sitting on top of a dung heap, and his friends come to him and say, you know what, it is so bad, Job, you might just curse God and die. He sees his life at this point as being totally, utterly miserable. And his miseries do not come upon him because he's a bad person. He hasn't done anything bad. He's a very good man. But the reason it was written, because we are just like Job in so many ways in our lives. He's like the rest of us, with scores of trials and tribulations and sufferings and sicknesses and difficulties and tragedies in our lives, most of which just happen. Hardly any of which, and probably none of which we really deserve. It's a tough life for all of us. So we can ask with Job, is not our life on earth a drudgery, and our days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, meaning before I know it, it's all over. And these painful burdens, which sometimes seem so crushing, they make us cry out, why? Why me? But they're actually, other than the fact that we are the wounded sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, there really is no reason why. It just is. And then we find ourselves asking, well, is there no relief? That's where Jesus comes in. Because he reveals himself to us as our relief, as the one who will take our burdens and take our pain. If it all seems so dark, he will be our light. When it is all night time for us, he will be the dawn. That was the very purpose of Jesus' coming, to be for the suffering, for the sinful, for the sorrowful, the lifting up of the weight off of our backs, the removal of the yoke from upon our shoulders. He is the ray of light in the darkness, the firm hope that night will not last forever. Now, when he came, what did he do? To show who he was, he went about constantly and tirelessly to those who were burdened with sickness, suffering, troubles, tragedies, demons, demands. And he healed them, and he comforted them, and he consoled them. He took those weights and problems off of them. He gave them relief and hope and not a small amount of joy. He was relentless. He would not stop doing good. I love his words in the gospel. Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come. In a certain sense, you could say he can't stop doing this. But then, of course, after his time on earth, after his sacrifice on the cross that opened the gates of heaven, after his resurrection, after his ascension, he goes back to heaven, he makes it clear that we are the ones then who must continue that work. That he's not the only one who must go about doing good. Because of our baptism as Catholics, as his disciples, and in his place and with his grace, we have an obligation to walk in his footsteps and to imitate him. We too must bring God's gifts, faith, hope, and charity, into the lives of people. And we must do so generously and without stint. And that's the point of the annual appeal. We remember all the gifts that God has given to us, and we know we have to share those gifts with others, our families, our neighbors, the people on our block, the people in our parish. We have been entrusted with a mission, a commission, to care for those in need, whether it be spiritual need or whether it be physical need. Our brothers and sisters who might be suffering and can't help themselves, it's up to us. Now, you can't stop at the boundaries of the parish either. You have to go as part of the universal church. So that's where the universal church comes in, because that's how we can help everybody through the means of the universal church. And that's how we have become imitators of Christ, by helping share His words and His works. And one way we do that is through the ministries and the services that we do here at St. Odilo, where you have so many and they're so varied and so helpful. Also through our financial contributions in this annual campaign, we'll provide educational grants, scholarships, capital improvements to parishes and schools in need. And trust me, we have been in need, and the diocese has helped us out many times. We help recruit lay ministers. This money will help train deacons. It will help special formation for the priests. The money helps go to the relief services, Catholic relief services. People are in the middle of a flood, or the middle of an earthquake, or the middle of a famine. Catholic relief services are there with it, with our help. Ministries of care are helped by us. Spread program. We have a spread program here in the church, in the parish, and there's 100 parishes in Chicago that have a spread program. Special religious education for people in special needs. It even funds a Respect for Life office. So please, during this week, as we anticipate the annual Catholic appeal, may we continue to reflect on today's Word of God and count our blessings. And we ought to acknowledge the many ways that God has been good to us, and then how we can return the favor by being good to others. Next week at all the Masses, Cardinal George will speak by modern means of communication, the CDs they call them, I guess, now. And we'll make a commitment using a pledge envelope that we provided during the Mass. This annual appeal is the one time of the year that all Catholics can make a significant pledge payable in installments to the Archdiocese so that it can meet the spiritual, educational, and temporal needs of the parishes and the schools and the people, our brothers and sisters in Christ and in the faith. We reflect on God's gifts to us, and we figure out how we can give gifts to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.